Delta Airlines. You've heard of them, I'm sure. Delta Airlines employs some 160,000 people. 160,000 people. That is, those who are both active and retired employees. And that number includes their family members as well. 160,000 Americans. That is an incredible piece of Americana indeed, is it not? This good airline is responsible directly and indirectly for billions of dollars of monies, whether income, outgo, and of course taxes, always taxes. Recently, Delta Airlines composed a letter to the Obama administration, probably a waste of time, as all such letters are, which outlined the airline's deep concern for the negative and harmful effect of Obamacare on the company and its employees. That letter was written in June 2013, and it was eventually circulated among the Delta employees. The letter states the Delta position with respect to Obamacare, and that is as follows. In 2014, says Delta, Obamacare will cost the company at least $38 million in direct costs, that is, increased costs. And that, says Delta, quote, is only the beginning, end quote. Now get this, my fellow Americans, and any of you who work for, fly with, or care about Delta Airlines. Delta goes on to say in the letter as follows, with added medical inflation, quote, now hear this quote carefully. The cost of providing health care to our employees will increase by nearly $100 million next year. That's 2014. This year, $100 million increase in medical costs for Delta Airlines, one employer. It seems really sickening that Washington and Obama and the Obama administration and our Congress, the House and Senate, whether Republican or Democrat, can actually tell America that this act is affordable and will in reality save money. Unbelievable. From Obama on down, our politicians, our rulers are nothing but, please excuse the language, large liars. Really big ones. Just ask Delta if they would ever dare to be straight and not politically correct. Delta goes on to say that Obamacare requires large employers to pay an annual fee of $63 for each covered participant, that is, each Delta employee, in 2014. For Delta's roughly 160,000 employees enrolled, both active and retired, and their family members, this $63 represents more than $10 million in costs. That is $10 million added to the cost of providing health care in 2014. Obama and company forced this fee on American business as a means of stabilizing and supporting the so-called state exchanges. But that amount provides no benefit, not one tiny bit of benefit, to any of the participants in the exchanges, that's you and me, but only added cost to the employers. Ah, wake up, America. Washington doesn't fund and pay for this act. You do. Congress doesn't provide money for this abominable act. You do. I do. State exchanges don't provide benefits. You do, and we pay for them. Insurance companies and providers don't pay for these costs. We do. When will we, the people, ever wake up and realize that nobody in Washington, no one who makes these laws, no president, no agency secretary, no politician, earns one dime or produces anything at all in the way of goods or services which makes America function? You do, and I do, and all they do is tax and spend and regulate and tell us, not represent us, tell us how they are going to spend our money and control all of the things we produce. Will we ever wake up, America? And will we ever hold them accountable? And will we ever say enough is enough before it's too late? Delta says of this $63 per person, or $10 million surcharge, or tax add-on, that it is essentially a direct subsidy from us and our employer and our employees to those who participate in the exchanges. It's a subsidy. In short, Delta subsidizes the exchanges to that extent. And guess who pays for that? Not Delta, but their employees do, one way or another. and even more from Delta Airlines. They indicate that because adults can be left on their parents' insurance until they are 26, Delta is already incurring an additional $14 million per year in that regard for costs for these adults insured by their parents. Delta says as follows about the Obamacare requirements. Listen to this carefully. Quote, "We are required to charge the same for these children and young adults as we do for any other children covered by our plan. However, our experience shows that on average, these children, are consuming considerably more health care than other children we cover." End quote. And that's only just the beginning. I suppose all of this is part of Delta's estimate of nearly $100 million of additional costs, which this good airline will incur in the year 2014. And that's 1 year alone. It ain't going to stop there. And more about the horrendous tax and fee effects from this abominable act. Because of the individual mandate, Delta estimates that more of its employees will take insurance who have otherwise declined it. More expense. In addition, says Delta, that will increase the airline's cost by another $14 million. You adding all this up? Of course, Delta could do like so many other companies are, and that is reduce the hours of workers to 29 per week or less, and if done, those part-time employees would not qualify for health insurance. Well, there are an awful lot of companies doing just that. But Delta, good company that it is, indicates that in good faith, it won't do that. Well, okay, that's for now, 2014, but let's hear that same commitment when these costs continue to ramp up. Obamacare is already riddled with exceptions granted by this despotic president. In his sole discretion, how can that be? And that of Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius, exemptions are granted as they see fit. Unbelievable. That has occurred in so many cases to so many unions. Delta notes with respect to its unions that the airline designed a specific insurance plan for its pilots. But because of the so-called Obamacare Cadillac tax rules, Delta is actually going to have to scrap the plan. Because even though it has been approved by Delta's pilots and the pilot union, the Cadillac plan runs afoul of government regulations under Obamacare. The Unaffordable Care Act is really concerned about these so-called extravagant health care plans. They don't fit the model of the Obamacare exchanges. And now even the unions, Obama favorites, have something very aggressively to complain about. I guess most of us Americans have forgotten already about the onerous tax effects already in place, implemented from and after the 2010 health care law. They were implemented to help finance Medicare. Employees and employers each now pay a hospital insurance tax of 1.45% on all wages. 1.45%. In addition, the health care law will require workers to pay an additional tax equal to 0.9%. Doesn't sound like much, does it? But boy, does it add up. 0.9% of any wages over $200,000 for single taxpayers and $250,000 for married couples filing jointly. The majority of Americans and most of those listening to this commentary don't make $200,000 annually. So, you could say, it really doesn't matter if Obamacare and Washington generally taxes the rich, the wealthy. It doesn't affect me because my ox is not gored, so why should I complain? Well, guess what, naive Americans? Your ox may not be gored now, but you can bet your bottom health care dollar that it will be in due course. You, the middle class, you and I are next. It is just such hypocrisy that the Obama administration professes such deep concern for the American middle class and fosters class warfare by attacking the so-called wealthy. The ultimate aim of Obama and his administration is to have these taxes and new ones applied to the middle class, which will raise even more money for their socialistic purposes. Watch it come about, my fellow Americans, for again, you are next. They've already gotten to Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, and you are next. The Obama taxing machine has only just begun. Interestingly, Obamacare, that is the ACA, terms this new tax an unearned income Medicare contribution. Contribution? I thought contribution meant voluntary. But in its typically deceptive way, the Affordable Care Act does not provide for this money to be deposited in a specific trust fund. Rather, all of these new taxes, perhaps as much as $318 billion worth, can be added to the government's general tax revenues and can be used not for health insurance, but get this, for education, for law enforcement, for subsidies or other purposes. Incredible, is it not? I just find it sickening, the lies that come from Washington and from this president. I mean, let's be straight and blunt. How else can you say it? This deception is just out of control. We are being lied to with respect to costs, fees, taxes, and general expenses over and over and over again, to the point where we are just immune to it. It's almost as though we accept it. We hold no one accountable. We get sinking feelings in our stomach, and we're deeply concerned for our country, and we know that something is terribly wrong, and we still allow this charade, lie after lie, to emanate from our politicians in Washington, and we do nothing about it. What a tragedy. I think it is a cruel American tragedy, and I hope you feel the same way. And even more taxes from the Unaffordable Care Act. There is in place a new 3.8% tax, which applies to the net investment income of certain income taxpayers. This new tax will apply to taxpayers with modified adjusted gross incomes in excess of $200,000 for single taxpayers and $250,000 for couples filing jointly. This new investment tax will apply to dividends and capital gains, among others. More money for Washington. In addition, capital gains, which was formerly 15%, now rises to 20%. And more, dividends will be treated as ordinary income and taxed at a maximum rate of 39.6%, much, much higher than the former rate. Are you following all this? You know, this Affordable Care Act? That, my fellow Americans, is an increase of 15% or more for most dividend income. Can you even begin to add it up? And Obama and company have the gall to come to America and say that this act will actually save money for Americans. I hope I've said that over and over again. But the taxes from this abominable act will simply be suffocating. Just ask Delta. By the way, tax experts have computed that by the year 2018, that's not too far away, the average American will be paying at or about, this is just sickening, 70% of total income in all taxes, federal, state, and local. 70% of every dollar you earn will go to some form of taxation at the federal, state, or local level. Do you accept that? And even more from Barack Hussein Obama and his Obamacare. Taxpayers could formerly take an itemized deduction for unreimbursed medical expenses to the extent such expenses exceeded 7.5% of adjusted gross income. Obamacare will increase the threshold for taxpayers to 10%. More control, more taxes from Washington. You will be less able to pay for your own medical expenses than you were before. And one more. Can you take one more? There is now a new limit of $2,500 which can be contributed to so-called flexible spending accounts, so-called FSAs, which are used to pay medical expenses pre-tax or tax-free. You can't contribute any more money for your own expenses than this paltry amount, so that you can be even further controlled by this out-of-control federal government. You have any idea how much all of these taxes, fees, charges, and changes add up to? You keep in track? Frankly, I can't really keep track. But I do know it adds up to hundreds and hundreds of dollars monthly for the average basic American, and thousands of dollars monthly for the so-called wealthy, whoever they are. Just remember that every dollar that goes to Washington never comes back out in any tangible, equitable way. Spent, over and done with, gone. So remember, my fellow American, you must have qualifying coverage for yourself and your dependents to avoid any taxes or fees imposed by the federal government. If you don't, you and your family are liable for a basic penalty of $95 per person, or there is an income-based penalty of 1% of the excess of the taxpayer's household adjusted gross income over the minimum level of adjusted gross income needed to trigger filing a return. Say what? I hope you understood that, because I sure don't. I can't even bother to read that one again. You better have one darn good accountant to figure that one out. But if you don't, you will not only pay that amount, but you will incur an additional penalty as well. As one of my listeners to the Crawford Stand so aptly said, "Thank you, Barack Obama. Thank you." Oh, okay. One more? One more? The Social Security wage base increases in 2014 to $117,000. That's an increase of approximately $3,300 from the year 2013. So, there's $3,300 more dollars which will be taxed by Social Security. But get this. Social Security benefits only rise 1.5% in 2014. Therefore, that is a very handy 1.5% profit, like 100%, to the federal government from these taxes as it relates to the return in benefits for you and me. More for them, less for us. This entire piece of legislation, this Obamacare, this Unaffordable Care Act, is an absolute disaster, my fellow Americans, and it has only just begun. You ought very seriously to be afraid of the ramifications of Obamacare. It is already riddled with exemptions and exceptions, and by the way, they can be taken away at any time. The Act provides virtually unfettered discretion upon this President and the Secretary of Health and Human Services to do whatever they wish, to make changes at virtually any time, to institute new rules and regulations which they think may be necessary, or simply in their discretion. And no one but no one has any idea what will come next. No one. In fact, that is the genius of this act as constructed by the ingenuous politicians. The more control, the more change, the better for them. The more Americans will be forced to await the decisions and the discretion of the work of Sebelius and Obama and others. Nothing will be certain, and all will be costly. Benefits will go down. The opportunities for medical care and for doctors and hospitals will decrease, even as the costs rise. So I say resist it, and with all of your might wherever you can. One thing you can do is stay out of these exchanges. Stay out. And if you are employed, you should demand full explanations from your employer. You should further require even more explanation from the insurance providers your employers choose. It shouldn't be their unfettered discretion. You should have input. You, as an employee, should be much more proactive in the choice of your insurance provider and the costs and the charges for your health insurance premiums. And most importantly, the benefits you get, or perhaps those you now don't get, and whether or not you have access to the doctors, hospitals, prescriptions which you have had before the act. Remember, if you like your insurance policy, you can keep it. Ha ha ha. Employers, especially those with employees more than 50, are already galvanized for action. Ask them what plans they have. And they're ready for change, and ask them about that. And they're ready to resist wherever possible, and you should ask them about that. No good business should take this abominable act lying down, and in fact, no worthy American citizen, employee, should do the same either. We need to hold this deceptive administration accountable. You cannot keep your existing plan. You cannot keep your same benefits. You cannot keep your same doctors and hospitals and other resources. You cannot pay the same. And you will have no assurance other than what emanates from Washington year to year. We have been duped. We have been lied to. And the worst is yet to come. Whether you are one individual or an employer with your own business or an employee, you should stand up now and protest, or, as each year goes by, you will lose that right and you will be forever engulfed in the worst possible medical system, which will destroy the world's finest medical system. Anyone who is dumped into one of these state exchanges demanded by the federal government will find such an outcome disastrous, mark my words. Stand up to this act, which is dead wrong for America and dead wrong for you. Even if you decide to do nothing, even if you decide to accept your medical fate, I ask that you think about your children and your grandchildren, the world they will inherit, and especially the world of medicine which you and I leave them will bear no resemblance whatsoever to what we now have and enjoy. None whatsoever. If you won't rebel and protest for yourself, do so for them, the ones you love. Thomas Jefferson said that the Tree of Liberty needs to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots. I think Obamacare has already begun to suck the blood from we the patriots. And I say, let that blood be spilled no more. I say about Obamacare, enough is enough. What do you say?